This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 14, 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, local restaurants in Salem say the fee they have to pay the city to offer food service at events outside their own establishments is exorbitant and out of step with nearby communities, and city officials agree, leading the Board of Health to take action. The board is considering a change to fees it sets on various permits issued by the health department, namely temporary food service permits. These are for one-time events when a business housed at one address serves food at another. This requires a temporary permit, according to health agent Larry Ramden. That fee is currently $300. The conversation was triggered in part because of recent social media outcries over the city charging that amount when no surrounding communities, including Beverly or Peabody, go beyond $125. After hearing comments Tuesday night from two Salem businesses dealing with the fee and getting more feedback in writing from others, the board proposed a vote on the matter. The board postponed a vote on the matter until its next meeting in January. The Lynn Mayor and the Lynn City Council are meeting to discuss a budget shortfall. Bill Newell has that story.
Lynn Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy delivered some good news to the City Council Tuesday night on the state of the city's finances. On a front page story in the Daily Item of Lynn today, writer Thomas Grillo writes the following, with a quote from Mayor Kennedy, "We will avoid any layoffs and tax increases for the rest of this fiscal year." Kennedy told the council in a packed chamber. In a rare appearance requested by the 11-member panel earlier this month, Kennedy spent more than 2 hours explaining that she has the city's budget woes under control. Much of the problem, she said, was an accounting error over the number of school retirees who receive health care benefits. In response to questions posed by the council, Kennedy said while she didn't create the financial problem, it is her responsibility to fix it. She acknowledged the frustration by the council, who have heard wildly varying estimates of the deficit from $1.3 million to $7.5 million from administration officials. Her most recent calculation put the deficit at $1.8 million, and the mayor outlined a series of steps as to how to fill the hole. About $1 million will be shifted from the so-called overlay account. The $400,000 for a new fire truck that has been purchased can be moved to the 2017 fiscal year budget, and there will be a $250,000 savings for a lower cost liability insurance, and $50,000 has been saved on fuel costs given the lower prices of gasoline. Kennedy added that we'll keep a close eye on every dollar being spent. There's more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you very much. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, in an effort to get more people to show up at town meeting, Ipswich will be offering free child care during its upcoming special session on January 24. Town moderator Tom Murphy announced the pilot program this week. It will be open to parents of students in kindergarten through fifth grade. Over the past few years, the town has met its 200-person quorum to open town meeting, but sometimes just barely. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, if you want to enjoy a glass of wine, a cocktail, or beer in one of Rockport's restaurants, you will now have more time to savor it, you don't need to order food, and you can even ask for two. There's also good news for residents and out-of-towners looking to ring in the new year in Rockport with a sip of champagne. The hours for sales of alcohol beverages have been extended to 12:30 a.m. on New Year's Eve. For the rest of the year, last call is 11:30 p.m. both at restaurants and private functions, a half hour later than previously mandated. Individual consumers may now order two drinks, as opposed to the original limit of one at a time. People may receive their drinks directly from a bartender. Previously, town bylaws required consumers to be seated and have their beverages delivered to them. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.